I used to drink orange juice concentrate straight up.
Wait, what?
You know,
no, you did.
Yes, I did. Like the frozen one. You would unpop that sucker, melt it, and just drink it straight.
So much sugar.
Oh, yeah, I had a problem. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I was telling him that I was eating lemonade powder straight up.
I would eat the Nesquik powder.
You know what? It's like good. Fun dip. Yeah, like were you a fun dip kid? Yeah.
The chocolate Nesquik?
The sugar stick with the sugar powder?
When I didn't have that, I went straight to the lemonade powder. And I'm making lemonade in my mouth with my saliva.
That's not lemonade then, I don't think. That's something else horrible.
It's delicious juice. It's Lou juice.
Oh no.
Lou juice.
That
sounds something way worse. Yeah. It sounds like something way
worse. Why we gotta take it somewhere way worse? Why can't we take it somewhere nice?
You called it Lou juice.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, that reminds me of fairies.
Fairy powder?
Yeah.
No.
Fairy powder.
That's nothing.
You sprinkle it in your tongue and you get a wish.
How does the volume sound to everybody now? Now that we have over-the-ear headphones.
Significantly better.
It's fantastic.
We all sound good.
I know.
I can hear myself.
I
don't sound too low.
I can hear my potato chip bag crinkling.
Oh, God.
Can you hear me?
I was worried that
can you hear me
this
drink?
Would still be too loud. I'm like, no, I picked soft food.
Yeah. What do you have there, Star?
This is poke with some salmon and tuna and cucumbers and lettuce and rice.
That was disgusting. Who did that? Was that you, Louis?
That was 100%
drinking Louis. Low-calorie GT Thirst Quencher Gatorade. Glacier Freeze.
There was a story that I heard, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But there was a story I heard that this construction worker, Louis is just knocking
all of our
decorations over in our house, trying to get prime rib chips up on the counter.
My leg is broken.
Oh, you caused a ruckus.
That was Luis's fault.
The dog is not eating my broken leg.
Should we put the dog in the bedroom?
We can. Murph. Hold on. There's a... Oh, okay.
Did you try the chips?
No, I haven't.
You should just try them real quick.
Murray!
It's changing my world.
There's this story about... I think it was... It had
They're
to be somebody
so
that somebody that I knew. But it was this construction worker who went to the... Luis's face.
Do you like them or not like them?
It's horseradish.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, he's dying.
Okay, it's not that strong in the horseradish.
I think if you weren't expecting it.
Why am I eating it more?
Because they're delicious.
Because they're good.
It's kind of intense.
It's intense.
It's a steak dinner and a chip.
You gotta put it back. You gotta put it back in the shelf.
We don't need to go to Outback Steakhouse anymore. Uh-huh. It's all right here in this chips.
It's fucking
delicious. We got wavy chips.
It's only 150 calories.
Prime rib and horseradish
this whole bag.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not true.
So this construction worker went to the hospital because he was having some sort of, I don't remember what it was, but something was wrong with him, and he couldn't figure out why. But they were like, oh, he basically became diabetic. Like they were like, you have diabetes, and he's like, what? I don't understand. What am I doing? And they were like, well, what do you do all day? He was like, well, I just sort of like overwatch the construction stuff that's happening. Like,
oh, okay.
Like oversees all of that, and they were like,
well, that gets you diabetes.
And they're like, well, what do you drink? Do you drink, or are you eating lots of chocolate? Like, he was like, no, I mean, I have like five or six Gatorades a day.
Gatorade? I knew it.
And they were like, oh, no, you can't drink that much Gatorade because it has a ton of, it's like designed.
Are you serious?
It's designed for people that are incredibly active.
Yes.
And so like you have to be sweating like the people in the commercials. Like you shouldn't be drinking it unless you're sweat. Like these are fine. These are mini bottles. By the way, for everybody listening.
These have 30 calories and 7 grams of
sugar. They're more just for fun.
They're just for fun. But if you're drinking like 5 or 6 of the
real
big
Gatorade
bottles.
It's bad.
It's and every single day for like years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't know why I don't have diabetes. I told you I used to eat sugar packets straight up.
Yeah.
Paper and everything.
Oh my
paper
goodness. And everything. How are you still here?
I don't know. And I ate lemonade sugar.
Because you were a kid. If you started doing that now, you'd get diabetes in probably like a year.
Should I try it?
No, don't do that.
I'm saying I should try.
We should do it. We should do it right now.
Don't people with diabetes? Don't they? I don't want to sound.
What? It's okay. If you don't know, that's it's a genuine question.
Okay.
That's okay.
And you're prefacing it by like
I
don't
know
be
anything,
rude.
And I want to know the truth.
Okay. Sure.
Do they lose limbs when people have diabetes?
It is possible.
Why is that a thing?
Because if you're a diabetic, the way that happens is. Say you get like a cut on your leg or something like that. If you're diabetic, sometimes because of it, you don't feel the cut anymore. And so it can become infected and thus you get gangrene, things like that. But you have, it's like because of the disease, you might be more prone to not noticing that you have an injury.
So diabetes can be you need sugar or you don't have enough sugar.
Both.
You need sugar or you have too much sugar.
It's both.
All right.
It's your pancreas does not work anymore, and so it does not regulate letting out the insulin, which your body needs to digest and process sugars. So if you are diabetic, since your body doesn't do that for you, you could have ingest too much sugar and then go into like a diabetic shock, or you could have not enough sugar and go into a coma because your body cannot regulate the sugar levels that it needs.
This sounds terrible.
My good friend
Kelly, she got diabetes as she got older, and it wasn't through
hereditary.
Happens. Yeah. And man, thank God for science, because science is fucking wild right now, because she has this chip that it's connected to an app.
Yeah,
that will tell you your sugar levels, and she sent me so I could check her sugar from here.
Oh, you did tell me this, yeah.
So that if she, because since
in case of emergency,
mm-hmm. and there's different, she has different timers for if it's certain levels, if it gets too low or too high, it'll contact different family members.
Yes,
and she sent it to me since there's a 3-hour difference between here and Miami. So if it happens in the middle of the night while she's asleep, because I'm up at all sorts of dumb hours.
Yeah.
I'll get an alert and call and wake her up hey, your sugar's, because if she's asleep when it happens, that's bad, because she might not wake up.
Yeah. Totally. Oh my God. Ooh. That is so terrifying. Isn't that
crazy?
I need to be more grateful about my life, because I don't have those issues.
Don't say you should try it, because I was just nah, man, you don't want that life.
That sounds
Playing soccer when I was little, there was we were middle school age, and there was a girl with an insulin pack attached to her, and she would have to wrap it up before every game to make sure soccer's semi-contact sport.
Yeah.
And so she would have to wrap it up for every game, and she would have to check before and after every game, because she's exerting a lot of energy and she's losing a lot of sugar and salt and everything. Fluids, and so so she's just constantly having to check it, and that's when they had to do a pretty big prick in your finger every time.
I mean, there's still that still exists in everything too.
You have to prick yourself every day.
Multiple times a day.
Because that's the way. So they have tests your blood.
If
to
you
see
don't have that
levels.
Device, that device that my friend Kelly has is relatively new. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that, and if your insurance doesn't cover it, which is also a problem.
It's very expensive.
You have to do the manual, you're stabbing your finger several times a day, just literally guessing and figuring out. I wonder.
Checking
where
my levels are,
so you can know what to eat.
Mm-hmm. I would hate to do
and
that.
And she would always have
shots.
A pack of juice boxes, a pack of gummy bears, just in case.
Could you just eat sugar though?
There's more efficient way, gummies, putting a gummy under your tongue will get into your bloodstream
faster. Than just straight up eating sugar.
Yeah, because that has to go through your digestive system
and still process.
You want it needs to be in your bloodstream.
Yeah, now.
So if I cut up my vein and put sugar in it,
no,
you'll be good to go.
That'll cause
ready
more
to
problems.
Go again.
Yeah, that'll cause more problems.
But
okay, not really.
But back before I think 1950s when all this stuff would happen, if you got diagnosed, I think pre 1980 or something, if you got diagnosed with diabetes, you're life they were you probably have maybe a year.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really recent within the last few decades where the science has gotten better, where people can survive and thrive and just
live
a normal life.
Period. Films and TV shows, it's called the sugar disease, so it's existed forever, and before it it would just it was a death sentence.
The invention
basically.
of artificial insulin was a
big fucking
big
deal.
Lifesaver.
So this is a little health lesson here. Healthy nerves carry messages to our muscles and organs. Having high blood sugar levels for a long time can damage nerves throughout the body. Also, the older people get and the longer they have diabetes, the more likely they are to have some nerve damage. So basically, there's long nerves from the spinal cord that send messages to the lower legs and feet. And when blood sugar levels stay high, the nerve cells swell and scar. And after a while, the nerves can't send messages to the legs and feet the way they should.
My God.
And when this happens, it can cause people to lose feeling in their legs and feet, making it hard to sense pressure or pain. It can also cause uncomfortable feelings in the arms and legs, like tingling, shooting pains, or aching. and then those can cause people to not be able to feel their feet and not realize they can't feel their feet. And then if they get hurt or something, mm-hmm. the wounds, you know, won't get treated because they don't realize that they have them. That's the worst.
I shouldn't be drinking.
No.
Eating sugar anymore.
No.
Well, here's the thing.
No, you need to eat some sugar because if you don't eat some sugar, then you will get diabetes. But you need to eat.
You just need to be a regular.
Balance. Everything.
What a real lesson about life. Not too much, not too little.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late.
Also, like, good sugars,
fruits. I feel like Luis learned a lot today.
Fruits are good sugars. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have sugar, like, yeah, fruits.
Eat blueberries.
Yeah.
Fruits, berries.
So, blackberries. Yeah. So today, we're going to do kind of a two-for thing. And I think we might even just split it up into being the what we're doing here and then us going back into playing the second session of Kids on Bikes. So we'll just do this like a normal episode for like, you know, maybe another 20 minutes or so, and then and then jump into playing that. That way people who want to just talk, just have a little talk, we can do that. And then if you want to listen to the second,
you
want to
stay on board, you get two podcasts in one.
Yeah,
right.
Two podcasts in two.
Two po- Oh, yep.
We're gonna split it up.
Should be putting up my listening ears.
Take them off. You're like
a Mr. Potato
ears,
Head. You just pop them out, pop them back in.
So Luis and I just finished set on.
Can we say
Sunday? We can't say. We can say that we worked on something
in a month.
In a month, yeah. We just finished set on Sunday, and it's been crazy. We've been going for like.
We've entered into the world completely, and now we want to join the world that we were filming at.
It was amazing.
Unrelated.
I'm already looking up.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm already looking up, like.
How to's
and where.
Well,
to.
The nice thing is
where
the,
to do it.
Yeah. Here. That's not. Luis is fully on board.
I broke in. I had to throw away a printer yesterday, and I was like,
What did you? Did you pull anything out of it?
No, it's not. It's nothing useful. Well, there's the parts inside of it.
Yeah,
are
you
useful.
Did pull.
They're
it
very
but yeah.
Minimal.
People can figure out what the hell, like,
I don't know,
new
who dropped,
hobby you're
I don't
trying
know,
to get into.
I don't know if
we might have
know.
Dropped some hints.
Yeah.
I don't
did
know.
We
I don't
tell
know.
You? We told Spencer, like, Brittany and I are already, like, making schematics. Like,
really?
We're ready to
oh, yeah,
fucking
we bought,
go.
We bought things.
Yeah.
And we bought it, and I'm trying to, I need to get better at.
We literally went to Target and bought, yeah. Anyways, moving on.
There's a YouTube guy I need to tell you about.
Okay. Well, we'll talk
this is
about
all
later.
Very cryptic.
Yeah.
We'll offline.
Offline.
But we just got off set, and that was like two?
In a couple of weeks, we can't talk about it.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah.
It'll be aired.
It'll be soon.
It's going to
like
be
less than 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So we can talk about it very soon. But yeah, there's the set was long and 12-hour days in a huge
like
airplane 15, hangar. 16 days straight. And it was nuts. So I'm just happy we're off today. So we're being
it's
able
weird.
To relax. It is very strange.
I was wondering
like
when you guys were like 2 o'clock. I'm like,
what
happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got – since we worked like 7 – well, yeah, we worked 7 or 8 days straight. We got a couple of days off during the week.
It's your weekend.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's technically our weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we didn't get days off during the actual shoot. Well, we got a couple, but not.
So we stayed just
sporadically.
So yeah, we're
this is like this is what this, I guess no, this isn't brunch.
This would be as if we had this is our job.
Linner.
Imagine this would be our job. We're coming in. Oh, we gotta do the podcast.
Roll in 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
relax.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be pretty great. It's okay.
One day.
One day.
Okay.
You know that commercial?
No.
The one day.
I was going one day more.
One day.
I was thinking
Spencer
American
knows.
Tale.
I know.
We all had different one days.
We had the same one
day.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's that commercial. What one day do you have in your head, Hannah?
Is it like the vitamin?
Nothing.
Yes. I don't
0 one-days.
She has 0 one-days.
Yeah, it's the vitamin commercial.
No one day
one
stored
day
in my brain.
More.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a bunch of questions, and I'm going to start reading those off so we can answer them because we haven't answered questions in a very long time. Let's see. Let's do this one from
Batman.
Let's do this one from.
I wish Batman listened to this.
Where's Lau?
From Sandra, our friend Sandra.
Oh, hi,
Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
What did she say?
She said Stephen Hawking said, "Rest in peace." If aliens ever visit us, I think the outcome would be much as when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, which didn't turn out well for the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. In 2010, during an episode of the Discovery Channel's Into the Universe with Stephen Hawking, that was a quote that he said.
Yeah.
Do you share his opinion? Why or why not? What do you think? Aliens land here. what how do we see that going down? Mm-hmm. Like realistically, aliens, intelligent life forms land here.
I have so many thoughts on this.
I've recently come to the I guess I don't know if aliens are just in the news lately kind of thing, but somebody was proposing the reason, I guess it was an article like why haven't we found any yet?
Right.
And it was the idea that we haven't found them because we don't know what we're looking for. So that aliens could possibly already like exist and have interacted, but we
don't know
mm-hmm. what they mm-hmm. look mm-hmm. like because we are humans and we perceive.
They've transcended to another dimension.
Yeah, and the idea was that there was like some study where they had people look on a map, like different kinds of maps, and on the maps were actually little patches of gorillas. And people said, like, as they were looking at that, people would just ask, like, oh, what did you see on the map? And they're like, you know, trees, da da da. No one mentioned the gorillas because no one told them, hey, by the way, look for gorillas. Mm. And it's like kind of like a weird blind thing. Like, and I've seen like videos where like you'll watch a video and they're like, look at this video. And there'll be like someone in a weird suit literally walking across the screen. Yeah.
And you wouldn't notice it.
You won't notice it because you weren't looking.
How many times was there a basketball? Did the basketball bounce?
Yeah.
And you're counting. And then just like, did you notice the white gorilla in the mm-hmm. background?
Yeah. It's that kind of thing where it's like, if you don't know what to look for, you will not see it. Well, so it's possible that that's what's been going on. And like, we could have easily, maybe they're here observing already.
Yeah.
But weird. We don't know what to look for or at, or like what kind of life form it could even be, like how we even define life. So part of me is just like, well, if it's like that, then well, go as it's been going, I guess. But if it's like actual like the gray alien kind of situation, and they should
Martians from Mars.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they'd look at us and just be like, we're dumb, and then just leave us alone.
I there's sort of two ways I think about it. The first one is that like I think that we very well could, if they were intelligent life forms, like they very well could come down and be like, oh, you guys are dumb, get out, right? Like there's that whole philosophy of like we'd be Christopher Columbus.
Slaves.
Yeah, we'd be their slaves, or we'd just be destroyed because we're inferior.
Mm-hmm.
Which would suck. But I also think that there is the one that I think, if there are beings that are more intelligent than us, not just like the same intelligence, but like more intelligent than us, the difference between an ape's DNA and our DNA is 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between using a stick to get ants out of a tree and building a nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So if we think about that difference, and then we think about the however different the aliens would be, I think that they might just see us as ants.
Yeah. 100%.
And when we see ants, we don't just kill them. We just ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go and talk to them because we don't. Because I mean, why would.
Hello, Mr. Ant. How's your day doing?
I mean, yeah. Like,
we talk might, to me.
But also, yeah, also that ant can't respond because it does not know how to communicate with us. In a similar way, we may just be in a completely different plane of existence as them, and we don't realize it, right? Yeah. I think there's also something to be said about like the fact that we only can perceive four dimensions if time is.
Oh, yeah, they could easily be like five, six-dimensional beings.
And if that's the case, like, then we would never be able to interact with them, right?
And so, as long as we don't bother them, because, like, if ants come into our house, we kill them,
right? Yeah. Right. If we go invading their like, space, their home, you know, that's not going to be good. But you know, we might go try and colonize Mars because there's nobody there right now. Yeah. Not that we know of, anyways. Okay.
Yeah, and then we go, and all of a sudden they're like, why do we keep getting sprayed by things?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, look, there's like a cool food place. Let's go hang out there. And then we never get out.
Look at this is a big supply of food. And then just like a giant hammer.
Well, or they do the thing where it's like the ant stuff where it's just like, oh, it takes the food back to the queen. So it's like, oh, look at this shit we found. And we bring it back to Earth. And
it just
like
destroys everybody.
Like, oh.
That's a good story.
Wow.
Writing it down.
That's pretty good. But yeah, I think that there is a chance that the alien life that we will find will be in the very, like, it'll be microscopic. It'll or it will be like like bugs. Like
at
that's
least in,
you know,
our vicinity.
It could be
in our like immediate solar system, or neighboring solar systems. But
it could be bacteria.
Did you ever see The Faculty? The movie The Faculty?
No.
No.
Oh yeah.
You ever see the
Usher's in that.
It was a ton of people.
Now
in
it makes
that.
Sense.
Usher?
Usher, John, I think isn't John Stewart in that too?
I don't know. But basically, they are bugs, and then they come and they land, and then they're like...
they infected all the teachers, and only the students realize that the teachers were all aliens.
What? But then they start spreading to the students, and it's basically like a parasite. You know, they feed off you, and then they tell you what to do and direct, and the only way to stop them is with cocaine. So
no.
Yeah. Oh my god. Not.
Yeah, because it dries them up.
It was a very 90s movie.
But they grew with water, so they they prospered here. And then when the sprinklers in the football field went off,
it started
to grow and then went around and it got, you know, into someone's nose.
Wait, did they have to do cocaine?
That's how they were able to prove if people were aliens or not.
They make them do coke.
So there was like somebody in this room, I think, is an alien. So what we're all going to do, and they would hide it. What they did back then was that they would store cocaine in this type of pencil. Mechanical pencil. They would take it apart, put the cocaine in it, and then pack it back in, and they could sell it to students that way. So they were in a circle, just like we're in a circle, and they'd be like, okay, one of us is an alien. What we're all going to do is we're going to get these sticks, and we're going to snort it. And if any one of us dies, then we know that's the alien.
Wow. Or it's just bad cocaine.
But the alien was smart enough and like unplugged it or whatever. So. Mm-hmm. But I think,
that's also like what drug dealers do to make sure you're not a narc. Like,
they take a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but they'll do it.
Let me see a little bit.
Cops do that.
Yeah, cops will do it, so it doesn't work. It's supposed to be like a cop can't do anything illegal. Yeah. So,
cops can do whatever they want.
Cops can do illegal shit, especially if it's like they're undercover for something. Like, then it's like, you're part of the thing.
I don't know.
Because they're trying to get like the higher up, not the little people.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're in.
No, I mean like what's the point for the drug dealer to ask then if they know that?
Because they think that the cop won't do it.
Yeah.
Because I would assume, really, you know, there's.
Ineffective then.
That's not.
I mean, they don't think things through.
What's the whole thing of like, oh, if you're a cop, you have to tell me. It's that.
That's not totally true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
Did we answer the question?
Wait, didn't you say you have thoughts on it? You say a lot of thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it would go for hours. We don't.
No, give us a brief overview.
Okay, well, my favorite one is like kind of based in the Star Trek universe because Star Trek is great. But their little thing that they talk about is that. Other life forms don't want to interact with us until we're ready for it. So they're like monitoring us this whole time, and until we can like, as a whole globe.
Prime, what is it called?
Prime. The Prime Directive.
Yeah.
Well, so Starfleet made the Prime Directive, and it's like when they go travel to other planets with other life forms, they're not supposed to interfere. There's.
Kind of like a certain movie.
Is it the second or the third movie? The Star Trek, the Abrams version.
The new ones?
Yeah, when they're like on that planet and Spock was like, well, we're going to let this volcano blow up because and they're like, you can't fuck with this shit. Like, and they like saved the people anyway.
So like if they had gotten away with it and like none of the people off that planet like saw them, it'd kind of be okay because then they would still like go on as normal, but they like saw a giant spaceship with other people and now that's going to affect how they evolve themselves, and it, like, messes everything up. So, like, that's what the Prime Directive is, technically.
But it was either that or, like, that whole, like, section would have, like, blown up and died.
They would have all died. And so, you know, there's, like, rebels in every society. But the main thing that I like, so they talk about it, I think, in Enterprise, which is the one that precedes all of them, about how, like, the Vulcans didn't want to come communicate with humans until like they got their shit together, and then like if you can't as a society, including the entire world, like
get your shit
live
together.
In peace, then why do we want to come and interact with you? Like there's no point. So anyways, I just think that when we're ready, they will find us. And I can't wait for that day. I don't have any more tea.
It's going to be a long time.
I know. I'm like, it might not. I want it to happen in my lifetime, but it probably won't.
Given the current state of affairs.
Sad. Oh, yeah. And then depending on who's, you know, running shit.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
You're like, if they don't even like people on their own planet, how are they going to react to people from, like, other universes? Oh, boy.
Oh. Wow. Whoa. That was crazy.
Aliens.
Hannah, what do you think? Do you think aliens are going to be nice? Do you think they're going to be mean?
I think they're going to be bugs.
like Starship Troopers? Like Starship Troopers? Did you guys see that movie?
I saw Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers is amazing.
on my list.
And it's you have to watch it. It's kind of satirical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's definitely satirical.
It's not like I thought. I never watched it when I was younger because I was like, oh, this.
I think the guy who directed RoboCop did that.
I was like, oh, this looks dumb. But the thing is, it is dumb. But it's
like Galaxy Quest satirical or. Because I loved Galaxy Quest.
It's a comedy.
I love Galaxy Quest.
It's not a comedy like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny. But yes. But you think you're like, oh, this wasn't supposed to be funny. And so it's bad so that you're laughing at it.
So like when they made it, it wasn't supposed to be
funny.
But
the thing is, it was. Oh. But it had that weird line where we're like, are they taking this seriously? Mm-hmm. And thus we're supposed to laugh at how serious mm-hmm. they're doing yeah. this? Or are we all in on the joke?
Yeah.
And they're right at that balance mm-hmm. of like.
So do you know what the answer is then?
The answer is it's more satirical than that. But it took years for people to go like, okay.
It's pretty violent.
It's really violent. Uh-huh. It's about like. It's kind of like a take on Ender's Game a little bit. Okay. Because the aliens are big bugs. And they keep coming to Earth, and mm-hmm. we're like fighting the bugs. Mm-hmm. And it's very propaganda-like. Like the whole movie, it's like you want to join this army mm-hmm. to go fight these bugs, and mm-hmm. you're like,
cool.
The
bugs.
But they, and bugs. That's the part they keep serious.
Okay,
where you're like, the propaganda feels
like
very
there's a
real.
War happening.
Yeah, but then you're watching, and you're like. But they're fucking silly. Bugs. Yeah. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Are they giant?
Yeah. Oh, they're big old bugs.
Like humanoid size.
Like bigger than humanoid. They're like monster bugs.
Does Edge of Tomorrow also have bugs?
I don't remember. I didn't see Edge of Tomorrow.
I didn't see it either.
Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
No one saw Edge of Tomorrow?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw it.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I would say two quarters in. It's pretty good. Huh?
Tom Cruise, Emily
Halfway,
Wong?
You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Two quarters?
Two-fifths.
Two-fifths.
Two-fifths, you have a little bit of fun.
Okay, cool.
Are you sure you're accurate enough on that measurement?
Yeah. I'm pretty well, accurate.
He went two quarters first, which is reduced down to one half.
That's
why
I was
asking two quarters is accurate.
Right, I messed up. It's okay. Just pick
that's
yourself right. back up and
keep
going. Move two-fifths. Forward.
Keep on trucking.
So we went and saw Game Night last night.
How was it?
How was
it was
that?
So good.
It was hilarious. It was honestly really
funny. It was so
funny. I was overwhelmed.
It was quite funny. It was really dumb. Like it knew exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. Like it was really self-referential and really meta in a way because mm-hmm. it knew exactly what it was doing. I think that there were definitely like plenty of plot holes if you want to get really critical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you don't.
But you don't
want to
get critical on this type of movie. There's no point.
Make you want. To
yeah.
Get critical.
No. Yeah.
It was such a fun.
Right.
Fun.
Afterwards,
enjoyable
I was like,
experience.
Wait. I don't think any of that makes sense. But when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is great. This is funny. Like, it just moved. So
it's well, good to hear.
So fast. Yeah.
Have you guys been to the Burbank Town 6? Oh.
Yeah.
Town
With
Center
the
6.
The chairs? Yeah. I was so comfy.
Oh, the red chairs?
Yeah.
Incredible.
I live by those theaters.
Those theaters are, they're like, super cush and because they're all competing with each other for the same like because
they're right
of space.
Next to each other yeah
there's
they're
three
all
of them.
AMCs uh-huh. though
yep all
so
three
so why
them.
Are they competing
yeah.
with
well,
each other
well some of them go like more independent or like do other mm-hmm. things you know they have their
I think the
techniques.
Story of those whole that whole section is that I mean that area keeps getting more malls.
Yeah.
But instead of getting rid of the old mall or building on top of it, they just build the new mall right next to the old one and they don't take away the old mall. So you see the sections of like from the 80s, like these malls that have like kind of built up next to each other.
Yeah.
And if you ever go in the malls,
they're updating that Burbank Mall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because
it's
they're
all
they're moving
like
stores or kicking people out.
Random
putting
pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
a part of me is just like, I love how ancient and old this mall
to use,
is.
They used to use that mall for like I don't know, like Mid-America malls. Just
yeah,
because like
it is. It's 100% an 80s, classic 80s mall. But
wait,
all
in
the
what
stores
way?
In the
what is it? What is it? I've never been into it. What does it look like?
It's okay, so I don't know how to explain
it. Just like when you're younger and you remember going to the mall, that's what it looks like.
Like two floors, everything's kind of glass. Yeah. Like
they hadn't updated anything in decades.
It smells the same.
It smells,
like it's kind
yeah,
of
it smells
old
really
smelling.
Old.
And so like, yeah, growing up here, if you didn't know where you were, you could get lost so easily in that mall. Like, it is weird and, like, block sections.
And they built
it
that on purpose so that you look at more stores.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Things like that where, like, now the modern malls are, like, you know, the Galleria and, like, a good comparison is Americana versus Galleria.
Yeah.
So, Americana, open space, it's pretty, it's outdoors, it's all that stuff. But that's still a mall. right across the street is the Galleria, where it's like, what is the architecture in this place? And it's, you get lost. And
yeah, easily.
That's an 80s mall.
It's God. Still like more updated though. Because than
they
keep the
and they've updated it because they the have to compete with the Americana across the street. Yeah. So it's like, I just love that these places are like, oh, do you want to rebuild this one? Like, no, just across the street. Yeah, let's just put something
more. We just want more.
Did you guys ever play Mall Tycoon growing up?
Yes.
No. Not Mall Tycoon.
I played Zook Tycoon.
So,
wait. And Roller Coaster Tycoon.
What?
Have you played Mall Tycoon?
Oh, yeah. I loved Mall Tycoon.
Like the board game?
No, the game.
Oh, I have the board game.
Whoa.
Yeah, it and exists? It was electronic.
Oh, wait, I remember that
is
game.
It here right
electronic.
Now?
Because it was like
yes.
an actual building
and
that you
I
play
remember
out.
The woman couldn't say kitchen, so she'd go shopping in the kitchen store. And it was like totally electronic. And you'd press the button, it would tell you like to go shopping, and you'd have to like check off your stuff. And then whoever has like the most amount or something.
Yeah, like it was kind of like a scavenger hunt game.
Yeah, it was where, so like, fun.
It was an actual little mall thing, and there was a lady that would tell you where to go. And it's
and
like if you got
it was
all the thing.
Two-story mall on a board.
Yeah,
what?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was
still
really
have
cool.
This? Yeah, back home.
We need to get it.
I have the old one that's like from like the 80s, and then I have like a newer. The
we
newer
need,
sucks.
We need to get it.
Yes.
We could just bring it.
Oh yeah. We'll just play it.
There's a game. Kitchen. There's the mall kitchen. mall Tycoon, which is basically Zoo Tycoon, but you build a mall.
Yeah.
And Roller Coaster
PC?
Tycoon. Yeah. Oh, okay. It was PC growing up.
I did not know.
Yeah, and you basically get to like lay out how your mall operates and get people lost.
It's like Sim Tower.
Yeah, and so your goal is to like make people spend as much money as they can, and
oh my
so
goodness.
You're like getting
but
people lost.
But if they
lost
get lost too long, don't
they
get
then
like,
they get
mad?
Yeah,
and they
so
give you bad ratings.
So you have to put,
that's how the
yeah.
roller coaster
yeah,
one. Was
yeah, you
too.
Have to put in directories a lot of places.
I don't
so that
know.
People are like,
mall
oh, I can go there
because there's never directories in malls.
Yeah,
it makes me not go to the mall because I'm like, you know what? I don't know where anything is.
Yeah,
I'm
you,
not
have,
going.
You have
yeah.
to go often enough so that you just kind of generally know where all the stores
yeah,
are.
No,
or you know where the directories are. Because I used to memorize
and
where
like,
they
why
are. But they change them. They change their locations because then they turn into like just advertisements on all sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I'm like, I knew there was a fucking directory here and you
I'll
changed
tell you what,
it.
That Westfield Mall in Century City.
Yeah.
They are very nice. They're like, oh, it looks like you're looking at a map. Don't look at the map. Why don't you ask me where you want to go and I'll tell you exactly where to go. They're very helpful.
Yeah.
They want you to get there right away.
Yeah,
that's a newer mall. That's like that's an early 2000s esque mall.
That's the one that's all
that
outdoor,
mall
right?
Just opened.
Which one? Century City.
Yeah, Century City.
Yeah. The one there has
with the
automated. Yeah, has automated screens. So you can just go up to it and press like it's a touch.
Yeah.
It's a giant.
And it gives
screen.
You map directions, or you can go to an old fashioned paper map, or you can go to a person.
There's also a big one on the mall on the wall of the mall. Like there's a mural of the layout, which is pretty cool.
They're pretty big spenders over in that area too, so they're probably like, "Go spend your money. We know. We
know
what you
want." Also, there's nothing else to do.
in
that part of town, so you go to the mall.
Okay, one more question. In honor of April 1st, which was a while ago, name a successful prank you were involved in, or one you fell victim to, one where you fell victim to.
I fell victim to an interesting one.
Oh yes.
I'm not friends with people who do pranks on me, so the people don't do pranks on me.
Noted.
I can't think of any on top of my head.
Okay,
what
you have
you
one. What's yours?
So, my sister and I, in elementary school, my mom would pack us lunches every day, right?
Uh-huh.
And somehow I would always forget when April Fool's rolls around.
Okay.
So we would get, you know, just have going about our day. And lunch rolls around, so we go sit at the picnic tables with your class, and you start to, like, unpack your lunch. And we would do that, and we would just, you know, my mom gives us different stuff every day, so we never really knew what we were getting. So we just get to lunch, unwrap everything, and just eat whatever it was, because we ate everything. And so there would be, like, a big hunk of something in foil, and we would unwrap it, and it was a raw potato. And six-year-olds that don't get a lunch, like, you're lost. Like, you're like, what do I fucking do? Like, I don't have a lunch. And everybody else is eating lunch. And you're just like, you don't know what to do. And it was awful.
Did you eat the potato?
No, because mom would always come and bring Happy Meals.
Aww.
Which is like expert level elementary school lunchtime.
Okay, that's a good prank.
Right?
Because you end up like doing something really sweet for the person at the end. That's fine.
But
that's
I mean, like, I don't know if I can, like, when I'm thinking about it, I can still feel that feeling.
Uh-huh.
When I was 6 years old.
Dreaded raw potato.
And then, but she did it multiple times. So we'd get like rocks and like oh every like for at least 3 or 4 years, and we still would always fall for it. And just, I'm telling you, elementary age kids, when that happens to you, it's mortifying.
But see, like, you've still, oh man, so I'm so torn because I'm like, I'm glad she brought you the Happy Meal. So it's yes. like she didn't necessarily yes.
good parenting, I think.
Yeah, because she didn't completely break your trust, but the fact yes. that you still felt that and, feeling,
oh,
she's keeping it light. Like, man, she's yeah. keeping it yeah. fun.
No, but my parents, they're amazing, and they're like, yeah, they do whatever the fuck they want. We learned real fast, like, how to deal with shit. But yeah. she would also do things like, she would make like stamps out of raw potatoes. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
She would make hoof prints. So at Christmas, she would get the ladder and put hoof prints all over our walls and ceilings.
Oh my god!
And like chew out the carrots and like spit it everywhere. So it's like the reindeers came in the house and like yeah, she was crazy. Oh, she just
okay. That's
she.
Cute.
Yeah, they're super into that.
She
stuff.
Put paint on the walls.
It was mud. She would literally like get mud, dip the stamp uh-huh. in it, and put mud hoof prints all over the ceiling.
That's
and good. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cute.
But
that's
the
cute.
But the reindeer don't come down the chimney.
Yeah. They came through the door.
What?
They came in through the door.
What?
My yeah. mom used to say, like, since I didn't have a chimney, we lived in an apartment.
And we did have a chimney.
Just opened the apartment, like, mm-hmm. patio window. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that aww. Makes sense. Like,
yeah.
this is way easier than coming
going
in.
Through
like,
a chimney. Yeah, it's yeah. way easier.
No,
because
what my parents would say was that, like, Santa would come in and see, like, all of our treats. And we always left, like, carrots and celery for the reindeers. And it would be so nice that he would tell the reindeers to come in and have their mm-hmm. treats. And then, like, you know, they would always leave a mess. But my mom was never mad that they left a mess, which was interesting.
Right.
Because she did it. So
did you guys ever, like, do things as kids for St. Patrick's Day? Like, try to catch leprechauns?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I have a good story.
No. Okay, go ahead. And then I have a story, too. I mean, it's not really that big of a story, but.
I would set up my dollhouses, like, with for sale signs. Like, no joke, I would put a for sale
sign. That's so cute.
To with my dollhouse, yeah. Moving. And then I would have, like, a trail, and then I would have, like, paper. I'd take just, like, computer paper, and I'd cover it with, like, Elmer's glue.
Just casually.
And I would just, like, yeah, I would, like, yeah. put them out. My mom would, like, I remember I woke up and then, or, like, came home from school, probably. I probably left for school, came back. And she put, like, coins all over the house.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
She, like, she would take, like, Barbie shoes and put them, like, make
like
footprints in the glue.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And then
it.
She put glitter, like, everywhere.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Your mind must have been blown when you
yep,
saw that.
You're so like, blown.
Whoa.
Like,
yes.
I remember calling my friend Tessa and being like, oh, my
fucking
God.
Leprechauns
I
here.
Brought the paper with the shoe stuck in uh-huh. it, like, the next day. And I was like, here's proof. Like,
yes. That's
it was
so cute.
Magical. Man.
It's a good feeling.
It was so
that's
magical.
That's awesome. One of the assignments we had in school when I was in, I don't know, like first grade or something, mm-hmm. was to build a trap for leprechauns.
Oh, that's adorable.
So we had to build some sort of contraption that would trap them. Mm-hmm. And so the way that it worked is we were going to go on break. And then when so we all had our projects. We had a break. Then we come back from break. And we take them and set them outside. Like, they would have all the, like, you know, the, like, treats in them to try and attract mm-hmm. leprechauns and things.
What mm-hmm. treats
and
did you use?
I think they were, like,
what attracts leprechauns?
Lucky Charms.
Like, Lucky Charms. Gold, gold, like, little gold things. yeah.
I love
yeah.
coins. Like, I love how adults encourage the nonsense.
like pennies. Just, like, little pennies and things. And so then the teacher's like, okay, we're going to go on break. And then when you come back, we're going to set them outside because leprechauns, aww. It's easier to catch them outside mm-hmm. than it is inside.
Locked in the classroom.
Yeah. Because they aren't going to be able to get in. They're locked in the classroom. So we're going to take them outside. You're going to leave them there. And then we'll go check them at the end of the day. So we go on break. And we come back. And there is green glitter all over our traps. And all of our stuff is stolen. And they're like, well, those little tricksters got in before you got to set your traps. So they got all your stuff. So, like, none of the traps were set because yeah. they were all, like, propped up and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, I remember taking Mousetrap. Remember the game Mousetrap?
Uh-huh.
I remember stripping that apart. And trying yes. to make a thing that would, like, come down and catch the yeah. leprechaun.
Aww. Mousetrap was so great.
But yeah. but it was locked up because uh-huh. I wasn't prepared.
It wasn't
like,
ready to go.
Right.
It wasn't
and so
set
they
up
came
to go.
In and they foiled my plan. And yeah. I was like, damn you, leprechaun!
I like the idea that you guys came back. I like the idea that you guys would come back and there would just be, like, birds or yeah. like actual like animals who are just
it's like a raccoon
like
a flailer.
Like a raccoon just stuck in a trap and you're like or a possum and you're just like, oh no, we didn't mean to catch
we did
that.
Not foresee this like, happening
and it's just like an angry possum inside like some
and your
trap.
Teacher would probably have been like yeah. oh no
oh god
I kind of want that to happen. Oh, we're like, God. We tried to catch a leprechaun. And it's just like the kid pulls up and it's just this hissing possum.
Like these elementary school traps were so good. They could catch wild beasts. Uh-huh.
Mouse trap, man.
Yeah, mouse
heavy
trap.
Heavy duty stuff.
I don't think we ever played that game with the rules. I think we always just set it up.
You just set it up and run.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to actual play that game.
With rules.
No.
100%.
We would just set it up and, like, set off all the traps. And
you have to play with rules.
I think if there's any... The only thing I think of, like, I kind of pranked my mom, but not really. It was more like... Where, okay, so we were driving home, and I had a can of Pringles that I was eating out of. And as I was eating them, like, she's driving, and she would take the Pringle out of my hand and eat it herself. Because she's driving.
Yeah.
And, but, like, she wasn't but she wasn't asking me. And I just remember, like, I was getting annoyed because I'm a little kid. And I'm like, you keep taking the chip out of my hand instead of just, like, going in the thing. Mind you, I'm a kid. I'm not realizing that's hard to do to drive to, like, put your hand in a Pringle.
Yeah.
So what I did, I was just like, she keeps taking it out of my hand. So I took one and I licked it. And I just kept that one in my hand while I kept eating the other ones with my other hand, waiting. And sure enough, she did. And she, like, ate it. And she was like, ugh, what is it like? And
I
was
just,
she looked and was like, what is it like? I was just like, you keep taking them out of my hands.
So I licked it.
And so she was just like, stop. Like, you know, she wasn't like, she was just like, ugh. Like, I was just like, just ask me.
Yeah.
I was it. Like, I was like, nothing. Like, it was just
funny, though.
Just me being like,
no,
dude, don't take them out of my
laying
hands.
Down the law.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I remember like my dad would always take food off my plate and eat it. Not all the time, but like he would like reach. No, let me be fair.
Calling
he would reach
like
over and take like a French fry and eat it, right, or whatever. Like it's not a it's not a big deal. No. But as a kid, you're like, you're stealing my
those
food.
Are my French fries.
Oh, yeah, no, honestly, potato-based anythings and candy as an adult, just don't take those from children. It's just like...
But here's the thing. Is like, as a kid, I was like, you're taking my fries.
And you ration that shit.
You could have your own fries.
Yeah.
You might have bought your own fries, and you're eating mine. Why are you taking my fries? And now as an adult, I'm like, oh... If I had a kid and I bought my kid fries,
I'm going to have those fucking fries.
Those are my fries too.
Yeah.
Because I bought them with money that I earned.
Yes.
So now I get it.
I usually wait till the kids are done eating because they don't always eat all their food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you going to finish that burger? You gonna finish that chicken? I'm taking that chicken.
Yeah, that's what my mom would. My mom wouldn't like what if we ordered stuff at Burger King or whatever. She wouldn't get fries or anything like that. But she would always say, like, whatever you leave, I'm going to, like, eat. So, like, as a kid, I knew, oh, I don't have to eat everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would just kind of, like, because there was always leftovers. Mm-hmm. I never ate everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But not, like, she wouldn't do it, like, while I was still going at it. Like,
yeah. Well, like, no, that's it's just more of, like, oh, I'm going to have one of those fries because you have, like, 70 30. Of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, why? Why are you taking my food?
Your kid brain is like, I don't get fries all the time.
Right?
This is a special occasion.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy all of my fries, and you're making it so I have less fries or less potato chips or less Cheetos or less candy.
And
so
my brain's
like,
why don't you just buy your own fries? And then as I get older,
like,
I realize,
oh,
like,
those are his own fries.
Yeah, yes. Those are his own fries.
All of this is his.
All of this.
Also, like, things cost money. So, like, no, we're not going to just go buy another thing of fries because those might be $3 and we could save that
$3. And if you're not going to finish yours, then what?
Then why are we buying? Why are we wasting money? So, like, it's just funny as an adult how you start to realize that is
ignorance really is bliss.
Yeah. I wonder how you combat, like, that, because that's kid brain mentality no matter what. But I'm wondering if, like, if you just say up front, they're like, these are our fries we're sharing.
Yeah.
Or I'm getting fries
just
for
preface
us.
It. Yeah.
Or something like that, where if, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I don't know.
I think my parents did that because we never had a problem, like, taking food off of each other's plates kind of thing.
I was also an only child, so I think that probably
I'm an only child, too, so in my head, I'm like, that's where I was you don't take my Pringles.
Sister had a sister, so if you didn't share, you got in trouble.
Yeah.
You had to share what you had. Yeah. Occasionally. Like, a lot of times my parents were like, nope, this is yours. You get to decide what you do with it. So it was a happy medium, but, like,
Yeah.
It was not super weird.
I remember I watched a commercial on NBC, like morning NBC show or something, and it talked about germs and spreading germs.
Yeah.
And so I went through a phase where, like, I wouldn't want my mom drinking my drink
your mom.
Or eating, like,
she
off
birthed
my fork.
You.
eating off like food with my fork. I'm like, no, you're gonna give me germs.
Aww.
And like, stop eating my food.
Your poor mom was like, my son.
Yeah. Because that commercial was like, beware what you eat. Yeah. People can, you know, you can get infected. And I was like, oh my God, I can get infected.
Man. Well, yeah, it's because the kids would always pass around the drinks during lunch. Yeah.
My mom would have adored that because she was just like, she made a push. She's like, I could eat after you. You don't eat after me. And you don't eat after anybody else. You don't share drinks. Like, she was very adamant. Yeah. Uh-huh. But then she would eat stuff after. I was like, but why? And she's just like, because I made you.
Yeah.
Like, you're
something
a part
you
of
have
me.
That
so
I don't have.
She's like, so you can't. She's like, you can't get me sick. So like, even though that's obviously, but like, so I was like, okay, I guess. So it's like, I can.
Guess.
Like, if I, so, but she. That's why she would make it a point. Like, she wouldn't take anything from me unless I was done, because she didn't want to like encourage drink sharing or anything like
double
that.
Dipping.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh, double dipping. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with double dipping.
I'm okay
that
with
happens.
It.
I'm okay
if
with
I know
dipping.
You're not disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, like if you're going to eat nachos. Totally
you're not on it, are you,
Hannah? I don't
know. Noted, I will not double dip when I'm sharing food with you.
I like if it's tried to salsa? Do the dip. I tried to do the dip and then in the flip.
Yeah. Being a dick about it on purpose.
I'm not a monster. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dip, I think there's like a reasonable like realm of double dip.
Also, just don't lick your chip and stick it back in the salsa.
Just be considerate of others. It's
it all depends
hard.
On like if it's a big party, I don't even do
well,
the dip
you
and
don't
flip
know who else
if it's a big party.
You don't do the dip and flip?
Not at a big party.
Because people think that you're just double dipping.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just like, true. I don't. But if it's like this group, this would be a dip and flip group.
Yeah, for
100%.
Sure. 100%. Hey, let us know if you like to dip and flip. You can tweet on us.
Or if you have other methods.
Or if you have other methods of sharing food with people and not getting sick.
Sometimes if it's. Well, no, never mind.
No, please, you have to continue.
Well, I was trying to think of it how it would work, but it would be a big thing you're dipping. And you dip a corner of it, and then you flip it. You
like
dip
four
another
dips.
Corner of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you have the triangle
what
chips.
What about the middle?
Triangle chips.
Triangle chips.
Yeah,
you dip one
side,
middle. Boom. Other side, boom.
You just have to
last
ratio
side,
it
boom.
Correctly so that the middle is a part of the last bite.
That's true.
You really got to dig deep.
Yeah, you got to like,
Or you throw away the middle.
What? What?
I mean,
it's like someone who doesn't eat the crust of a sandwich or a pizza. They're just like throwing away the middles of chips.
Honestly, this isn't
a
problem as long as you
so
have like a
monster.
Good chip.
Monster.
If you have a good chip, then this isn't an issue because you're okay with just the one dip because the chip itself would be delicious enough to carry it on its own. Mm-hmm.
Solution is the scoops chips. Where you just get one scoop and you're done.
Yeah, but there's no flavor on those. They're kind of plain.
Well, that's why you dip them.
And that's why you're getting dip. You're getting dip.
And like a lot of dip in that little
scoop. It's like a little cereal bowl.
Yeah.
You can eat cereal. You can eat like two or three Cheerios out of that
thing. It's a vessel for the dip. It's not about the vessel. It's about the dip.
Yeah, it's just about the dip and getting some crunch.
It's like a bread bowl soup.
You can get three bags for one.
It's a joke in game night.
You cannot get
three bags for one. Yeah, anyway, go see game night. It's really funny. Yeah. Anyway, we're at like 50 minutes. We're supposed
really?
To
really?
Yeah.
That happens so
we're
fast.
Like a full
we
episode already.
I had a
double
tooth fairy story.
Oh,
tell your tooth fairy story.
I have tooth fairy story.
Okay, tell your tooth
fairy
story.
It was more of like
we'll
a little
just
anecdote.
A full
it wasn't
it's
like
fine.
A full
it's
story.
Fine. It's
we'll
fine.
Get him. We'll get him.
Should I go?
No, mine's not fascinating. It's just like,
mine's not either.
Wait, okay, no, you go first since you have an anecdote and then you have an actual story.
I just woke up when, you know, I put the tooth under my pillow. My parents say, the tooth fairy's going to come. And the next morning I wake up and I, take the pillow out and it's gone. And my mind is blown. It's the same thing. I mentioned it earlier. It's the same thing with the elf thing or the leprechauns. Like when you see it, you don't have no. You know.
Yeah.
And then I told the
shock. There's no reason for it not to be real.
Yeah. And then I told my classmates the next day. I was like, I got this dollar because of the tooth fairy. And then I heard snickering.
No.
I was like, well, what's wrong? And then,
I hate
and then
those kids.
Who snickered?
They actually told you?
They told
see,
me.
The first, when my parents told us that like Santa Claus and stuff was real, the first thing they said was, and you are not going to tell anybody unless they also know. Like, you have to maintain
nice.
The tooth
ruse.
Fairy isn't real?
The tooth fairy is real.
Okay,
Santa Claus is not real. Yeah, sorry. My bad.
Jingle All the Way ruined that.
Oh, no.
These scared me for a second.
These Christmas kid movies?
Yeah.
Telling you that Santa doesn't exist?
Yeah. Not
we need to pass a bill on Congress.
All right, so my story.
Tooth fairy.
So mine is when I was a child, I had a tooth problem where I would tear my teeth out because I wanted money.
Oh,
shit. So
Whoa,
I was
did you
like,
show
it was,
this?
Not much has changed.
Your elf was very greedy when we were playing D&D.
Like, I would go to the point, I would work on my teeth every day. Like, loosening.
On that last tendon? Like...
Yeah, like, I would pull them out before they're ready.
Yeah.
And so it was bad, and my mom knew that it was bad. And so I was kind of obsessed with, like, putting teeth under my pillow and getting something. Uh-huh. It was just, like, this thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so my mom lost a tooth. Because, like, her filling fell out or something. Like, her whole tooth, like, fell out. So I took the tooth.
No way.
You took your mom's adult-filled tooth.
Yes. And I was, like, so excited. I put it under my pillow because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get money. This is going to be great. It's not even my tooth. I didn't have to work for it. I just got the tooth. And so I woke up, and there's nothing. And I was like, what?
The tooth is still there.
Yeah. The money was under my mother's pillow.
Ah! Oh, that's great.
Baller. That and is I was, baller status.
I was sobbing.
Amazing.
Like, I was just like
the tooth fairy
so
knew
upset.
Whose tooth it was.
And my mom was like trying to teach me a lesson.
Yeah. Right. You
like,
can just
you
steal,
can't
other, people's
steal other people's teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then sell them.
That's
no.
Like,
oh, that's fantastic.
That is fucking brilliant.
She was like, it was my tooth.
Yeah. Like, tooth fairy knows. They have DNA testing
that's
and
great.
Whatever.
They
you
did,
know?
Did you not see that Christy Alley movie? The tooth fairy?
I did, but I don't remember.
Oh, so good.
I love that movie.
With Martin Short.
I found out the tooth fairy wasn't real because I did lose a tooth, and I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell my mom or anything. I just put it under my pillow.
There are
these kids.
And nothing happened. My tooth was there. I was just like, noted. And I was just like, okay.
Yep.
And I just, you know, I ended up talking.
I've had other friends do that too, and I'm like, that would never occur to me. I think I just want it to be real so bad, I'm not questioning it.
Yeah.
Like, I just... I'm like, I'll let it happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, at that point, I was suspension like, kind of suspecting my mom doing it, because I was like, it's a weird story.
Yeah. How old was everybody when the real reality came crashing down
like
on
seven?
Them?
Well, Santa or what?
All of them. You didn't have all of them at the same time?
Oh, Santa, I was old.
Oh, wow.
Like.
We told during the Christmas episode, we all talked about when we found out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and.
You were young.
I was young, yeah.
I was old.
I think I was like 8 or 9, and it's because they left price tags from the toy store on the gifts from Santa, and we're like, why does Santa shop at KB Toys? He makes his own toys, and then it just came crumbling down, and then, you know, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Leprechaun, all of it.
Yeah, I think I was a little older. I don't really remember.
The last year I pretended that I still believed because I wanted all of the, like, special treatment, you know? Like,
yeah.
The hooves and the carrots and the everything.
Yep.
So I pretended, and then I told my mom, like, yeah, I don't really believe. And she was like, what? You didn't go through all of this work?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think mine was, like, 3rd or 4th grade.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I want to say, like, 9 or 10, or, like, you're in that range. I just remember having a discussion with my neighbor about it, because we were like, so...
Your name, you get together, and you're like, let's talk about Santa Claus.
No, because we were hanging out, it was Christmas time, and we're, like, under the tree, like, shaking the presents and stuff that are there, trying to figure out what's in it, and, like, we're like, it's probably our parents, right?
Yeah.
And then he was just like, yeah, I think it is, and we were just both like... Yeah, that makes sense. And that was it.
And you
like,
were, I was devastated.
Wow, I was too.
Devastated.
It was upsetting.
Well, here's the thing. My mom always did the thing where she always got me the best present. Santa got auxiliary presents.
Oh.
So it was never like, Santa's the one. It was always like, no, mom's the one.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one doing
that is
the good
smart.
Shit.
See,
and then
I
like Santa, like,
equal.
Like my mom got me the Nintendo. Santa got me the games for the Nintendo.
Sure.
Like stuff
like
so
they coordinated. Cute.
Yeah,
like
so
it
was just like, and also Santa didn't show up on Christmas Eve. Santa showed up throughout the whole month of December, on which for whatever reason my brain just that made more sense, because a gift would be randomly under the tree sometimes, but it wasn't always. So it was like, oh, he comes when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So it's like, well,
and he's like so many kids to see.
There's so
like,
many kids.
Why not take
stuff.
The whole month?
And because my family did the you stay up until midnight on Christmas Eve. So and I would stay up. So there's no like Santa showing before midnight.
Oh, I've had Santa come into my living room on Christmas Eve multiple times.
How?
When I grow- my
oh, your
relatives
dressed
would
up.
Be Santa.
The real Santa Claus.
Oh, oh my gosh. Whoa. It's fucking overwhelming to meet Santa on Christmas Eve. I was like,
you're like
speechless.
He's so busy.
It was overwhelming. And I think my dad even did it once, and he's like over 6 feet tall. So it was just like very
that
majestic.
I think that would terrify me.
It was. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I think I ran into my room and cried or something. Like, it was, I was overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. It was not the reaction my parents
had. Yeah, I would not be about it.
That's, okay, and then my sister was immediately like, you're not Santa, you're dad. I was like overwhelmed.
It's like those superhero shows where all they put on is like a little mask. On eyes. I'm like, you were just here 2 seconds ago asking me in your like as a real person. Now you're with a mask. Mm-hmm. It's clearly you, professor, or something like that.
But he was like 99% covered with like beard and hat. And I was just too overwhelmed to like comprehend any possibility that it was like not safe. It was, I was a
little baby.
I was a little baby. But Brittany was smarter than me. She was always like, nah, that was fucking dad. That's stupid.
Okay, so let's end on one last small question. We'll go around the table and answer it, and then we'll be
speed
done.
Round.
Yeah.
The longest question.
Just what is something insignificant that makes you happy? What's just something like small that makes you happy? Hmm. Anybody have anything?
The only thing I can think of was, so I'm getting shower curtains, and we got a new printer last night. And I opened up the printer, and I smelled the styrofoam and the plastic.
New plastic
and,
smell.
And it reminded me when I first opened my N64.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this smells so good. And then I sniffed the styrofoam plastic. Mm-hmm. And then I opened up, I got shower curtains. I got vinyl shower curtains, like for the liner or whatever. And I opened that up after opening the printer, and it reminded me of blowing up one of those tubes for the summer.
Pool toys.
Yes. I was like, pool toys. I'm getting pool toys. I'm getting N64s.
That's amazing.
And all these smells come to me.
I think we need to
have
a pool party.
Yeah. We'll have
pool
a pool party.
Barbecue. Yeah. Yes. Mm. I like shampoo.
You do.
Yeah. Like new shampoo. Like.
Oh, and you also like sunscreen. The smell of sunscreen.
Yeah, I do like sunscreen.
Oh, so you love going. I bet you love going to resorts because everyone smells like sunscreen.
Yeah. Love it.
I hate the smell of sunscreen.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love it.
I don't.
Reminds me of summer, the beach, the pool.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a small thing?
I'm trying to think of.
I have something that I started doing with people that's really interesting. That makes that I think is interesting to for me when I do it. Like it's interesting to watch what my brain does. And it's basically like when I see somebody who is either zoned out or like not. I don't know. Just people walking down the street, especially when we're in the airport and we were traveling a lot. And when we were traveling. Sorry, I'm pointing to people. When Hannah and I were traveling, and when Luis and I were traveling, and you see people in the airport, and they're just sort of miserable or tired.
Uh-huh.
And you just imagine, like when I see somebody, just imagining that person as happy and they just had the best news of their life.
Uh-huh.
And just taking their face and making them really excited, and it changes how you perceive that person. Because there's people that are really grumpy. Like, think about somebody that you've seen, even where we were on set.
Yeah.
It was just, like, really grumpy. Or, like, not grumpy, but, like, just not...
Not in their best place.
Yeah. And then you think about that person...
That's true.
Just super happy, and it just changes the whole way you think about them.
I love that.
They become people. Like, they don't just be... They aren't just these things that are wandering around. Like, they become people with emotions and feelings. And so I've tried to project that onto random people that I've met to remind myself that those are people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Mine is like, this is so stupid compared to that. I should have gone first. Well, today I had to like run some errands and then I came here to your apartment And I had two great parking spots today.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great.
One right in front of the doors of Best Buy on Santa Monica and La Brea, so I didn't have to go into the giant, horrible parking lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I just found one right at the door. And then again, right in front of the apartment. Of the door. And I'm just like, today's going to be
feeling.
A good day. That is just... You know
what's a good feeling too is when you're parking and the song ends right when
you
park.
Oh, yeah.
And then you turn it off and you're like, boom, I'm in a movie, baby.
That was so good. Especially since I have like a kind of a driveway and like the little carport.
Yes.
So if I just I feel like I'm in a fucking spaceship and I just go and it ends and I'm like, oh motherfucker, yes.
Sometimes I'll wait, like even a second if it's not perfect.
Yes. I will finish songs in my driveway because I can't. Yep.
I was going to say my thing, it's insignificant, but it's also like, okay, it's when my cats lay on their back and expose their belly and they're just hanging out.
And like, they're looking at you?
They're just looking at me. They're just like so comfy and comfortable, and they're just like on their backs, but belly complete, which means like that's such a big
trusting
thing.
When animals do that, it's a big fucking deal.
And like, I could walk by and they don't flip over. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. they just stay. And I'm just like, I'll be like, you really? You yep. trust me.
You yeah. love me.
Like, I won't, here's the thing. I still won't know if my, I don't, like, I in my head, like, this is just me with trust issues where I'm like, I don't know if my cats love me. But so whenever oh. they're like, but it's just because yeah. I'm like, yeah. they'll be affectionate and I'll just have to go through the list. I'm like, what do you want? Do you want yep. food? Do you yep. want water?
They just
and
want
then,
love.
And then when they don't think of anything and they're just being sweet, I'm like, oh, yeah. well, that's nice. And I'm mm-hmm. like, but what do you want?
Yep.
So when they're just like,
you know,
on their back, just like hanging out, looking at me. And like I walk by and like I'll, and like I won't touch their belly because I don't ever want to break that trust.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like scratch them on the head and they're just like, yeah. And yep. I'm like, you know what? That's nice.
Yes. You that's got, beautiful.
Like I don't know what you're thinking in your head, but this is real sweet. And I appreciate that you guys are like little creatures in my house, because why do I have creatures in
it's
my house?
Right? It's real weird.
It's real weird that
think
we
about that,
that
all the time. We literally have a monster on the
I'm
couch.
I'm making eye contact with her while you're telling this story.
Yeah, I'm like, look at her.
I know.
Like, why is everyone looking at me?
Why are you all talking and looking at me?
Sweet boy.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us. We're like an hour in.
We're
so. Going
to find a way to film this again.
Yeah,
we're,
at
we're,
some point.
Yeah, we're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, my mom think I told her, I was just like, oh, like the work and stuff, because I'm like trying to explain how to like get her to download a podcast is a whole other process, and we need those videos back. She wants she wants to know what you guys are all up to. She uh-huh. asks about you guys all the time. So
she's friend of me on Facebook, so she'll
she
find
did?
Out. Yeah.
Oh my god.
She did?
Yeah.
Of course.
She fine. Honestly, if I ask her, she's not gonna realize she did that.
No, that's fine. That's adorable. I don't care. I don't even post on Facebook.
Also,
anymore.
Did people did I mean like are they aware that we're not
What's
I'm
up?
Sure they heard two extra voices.
Oh
today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, people usually they'll probably listen to the last one, listen okay. to this one, know who you are. But we should plug handles at the end.
Okay.
So you can find me at Spencer Stark. That's SpencerStarke. We're going this way.
I'm Starlene Hodge. I'm on Twitter as StarlineX.
I'm on Louis12, LUWI12 on all platforms.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
All right, where can they find you guys?
Oh man, mine are actually changing soon.
Mine is you should go. Hannah Reed, MUA.
Aww.
Hannah REED, MUA.
Yeah, yeah. And why, Bailey, yours are gonna
why
change.
Is yours changing?
I'm starting a YouTube channel.
Yeah!
And someone at this table is gonna help me make it beautiful.
What a. What, can you talk about it?
Yeah, of course I can talk about what it. Is it's it? Just I'm in the process of. Deciding if I want to make new social or just use my old one, since I was never really on social media anyway. It's not really different.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and Hannah, we love video games. We bond over that. And I've for over a year now, I've wanted to do streaming.
Uh huh.
So I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Play video games and hopefully be entertaining while I do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm you know, created a little gamer tag and. Stars gonna make beautiful artwork for me.
Oh wow!
And
so fun.
Yeah, and I'm gonna, you know, make all my social match.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Yeah. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! You better start following her. Thanks. I'm gonna go to your house.
And well, my current Instagram is Bailey at Bailey Farah, so you can find me on there.
FARAH.
Yeah, FARAH.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it. Have a good day, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's cute.
Let's go play some games.